God's Word. Many things have been said. Offering prayed. I didn't forget them. We'll get them later. Saw them down there. We'll get to it. I heard two individuals talking this week. And they brought up someone's name who I knew, and I kind of chimed in a little bit. And it was so wonderful to hear people that had marvelous things to say about a mutual friend. And, you know, I, just as you, just as anybody, you like to have good things said about you. We all, that human nature, we feel better when people are positive and they're encouraging us. And I believe that God wants us to be encouragers of each other. When I am going through a difficult time, what it means to me to have somebody just have an uplifting word, just a smile, a handshake, a hug sometimes, is just exactly what you need.
Amen.
Yep. And in thinking about today and about what we're going to speak on, I love it when people say good things. I love it when people are encouraging. But I love it most of all when God has good things to say about me, about you. I know when we go through so much and our minds are somewhat in turmoil and our hearts are turned around, how if we will simply go to His Word, we will open. God, I believe, will lead us to exactly what we need to hear. This morning, just before we had a little time of sharing and handshakes and hugs, someone came to me and said, you know that song, It Is No Secret. It is a beautiful song. It is a song that I played for my father many times. Never heard it in church like that, but I'll tell you one thing, it was beautiful. And I said, isn't it nice and isn't it wonderful when God picks out the right tune for you to hear? What does God have to say about you? And I know that, during these times and these things we hear on radios, TV, the stories, all this hoopla, all this uproar, all these times of trial and tribulation and turmoil, I want to get back to something solid about what God says about me and what He says about you. In the book of Isaiah, in the 43rd chapter, but now thus saith the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. Who is our Redeemer? The Lord Jesus Christ. God redeems us. I have called you by your name. God knows your name. You are mine. When you're struggling, when you have questions, just go and read that. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored. And then in that fourth verse it says, and I have loved you. I have loved you. Makes me feel good when I hear what God has to say about His children. Then I jump all the way down into the 18th verse. And I hear a little bit of instruction here. God tells me what He wants me to hear. And then He gives me some instruction. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves me, and he loves you. Then he decides to tell me something. Do not remember the former things. Put the past in the past. So many people, so many Christians are simply burdened down with things in the past. Things that they have done, they're not proud of. None of us would be proud of. God knows. But my God, he forgives. And he forgives completely because it is covered by the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. That is where true forgiveness comes from. Preacher, you don't know what kind of person I've been. Well, amen. And I'm happy you don't know what kind of person I've been either. Amen, amen. There are things that we have been through in our life. There are challenges. There are times, so many times, that we feel that we have simply let God down. But he still loves us. Sometimes I just got to preach about this. Sometimes you just, I know that you have certain things that you like to read, certain songs that you like to sing, certain places that you like to go. Sometimes there, you have a special place that you like to go have a meal because it brings back such wonderful memories. These are things that I like to go back to and I like to read and I like to focus upon because it focuses upon what God thinks of me. Because he thinks so much more of me than I think of myself so many times. God loves you. Do not remember the former things. Now consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Change. Change. God is in the business of change. He's in the business of changing a grandson that's having a struggle. He's in the business of changing lives, of allowing people to become closer and closer to him than they were before. He is in the business of change. There's a great writer one time that wrote, "The only people who like change are babies with bad diapers." Yep. We fight it. I had the lovely opportunity of getting a wonderful parking place out on I-95 the other day. I wasn't looking for the parking place. I got a parking place. And inside, I just, you know how you start to get frustrated. And all this construction going down the express lanes and all, and then I just had to think about last year, 2 years ago, when around on the Beltway, all the hot lanes were being done and they had their own parking lot on different sections of the Beltway out there when you get stuck in it. To have change, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. God wants us sometimes to be a little bit not so complacent. If you're dealing with a change in your life, it is either going to be slightly uncomfortable or it's going to be hell. I have some great friends who are doing their best to quit smoking. They are lovely people. They are warm people. They are kind people. Until they made this choice to stop smoking. I heard phrases, I heard comments I thought I would never hear from them. Why? Because they were struggling with a change. We all have been there, friends. We all, sometimes in our lives, we go, you know what? I think God wants me to do something a little more for Him. This church has seen a lot of change. This church, over the years, has been able to change. Why? Because we love the people that God sends us. Why? Because God has laid it upon our hearts to try to the best of our ability to minister through God's word, the truth. It takes change. I believe that the changes that I see here at Mount Calvary are just beautiful. I see people walking in, and if you know on concert night how many people walk in from other churches and they just come by and just seem like that they want to take up a little drink of cool, refreshing water from God's Spirit. I believe that God wants us now to be of one mind, one spirit, and one accord more than He's ever wanted us to be. How are we going to do that? I think I found a solution. Lyle Schala wrote this and wrote a book called The Best Is Yet to Come. Talked about marriage, talked about relationships. The best is yet to come. And it talks about how the most effective change is, as the writer says, incremental, not catastrophic. Now, and he gives an illustration. The writer says, we have 6 children. And I've said to my wife many times that one of the smartest things that she ever did was bring them home one at a time. One at a time. That's how we're going to change, one at a time. I see people that they're getting closer to God. They're getting more excited. And it is having an effect on those around them. They're changing folks one at a time. I see ladies coming out of the Sunday school class changed one at a time. I see people that are overcoming losses and strife and tribulation, challenges that I personally cannot associate with because I've never gone through that. And they are being helped one at a time. I see people that are just going, you know what? As for me and my household, I have decided that we are going to simply serve the Lord. Made that choice one at a time. And God in His wisdom is allowing us to draw closer unto Him one at a time. It's summertime. I don't even have a tie, nor do I have a bow tie on. Pretty hard to do since I don't own one. After seeing what I saw today, I don't know if I'll ever own one. But there's one that's going to love that bow tie, whether I do or not out there. There's one. summertime. People say it's time to relax. People say it's time to just kick back and just kind of take a break. I think it's time to even get closer to God, to even do more for His name, to even be more kind and generous and warm, forgiving. It's time to be more, because people need it, friends. People need to feel the love of God one at a time. Heavenly Father, we've come in Your house today. We've heard Your word lifted up. We've sung songs. What a friend we do have in Jesus. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we have read Your word where it says that You love us, and we thank You for that. Then we read the challenge of putting away old thoughts and old negative things that would hold us back from performing the wonderful task that You would have us to do in Your name. God, let us be willing to share the love of God one person at a time. Let us be willing to take time to lift up those in need in prayer. Let us be willing to spread Your love as You would have us to do. Now give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building. We thank You for the service today. We thank You for each one that took part. We thank You that, be Your will, You bring us back together again to sing praises unto You. And Heavenly Father, most of all, we thank You for loving us and sending Your Son to die upon a cross. Through our faith in Him, we receive everlasting life. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said amen, amen.